Now time for locker room chat with Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after placing sixth place in the MIT tournament. And coach, starting off with your guys' first game against Horton, you guys lose that one 58-53, but you guys had a chance to win that one down the stretch. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I mean, Horton kind of controlled most of the game, and I think we were down 25-15 at halftime, and then came out and scored 21 in the third quarter and made it a pretty close game, and made a pretty tough shot at the very end and got fouled on it, and it was tied with 6 seconds left. We had a free throw to win and didn't get that one to fall. And then we got another shot off at the end of regulation. We didn't get to fall either. So, you know, had we won that there at the end, we probably would have stole it a little bit more from Horton because, they played pretty good and we hit a lot of timely shots down the stretch to even make it a game. So, but it would have been nice to get that win. And then we turned around and had McLeod the next night and, kind of ran the floor great and scored a ton of points and had a good time there. And then we turned around with our game three against Mar Hill, and they came out and just played unbelievably well. We couldn't stop penetration. They got a ton of offensive rebounds, stick backs, and knocked down a bunch of open shots against us. So we Mar Hill played extremely well, and we didn't really come out really firing on all cylinders defensively was our biggest problem.
So according to Acacia's website, of course, you guys are in the same substate as Horton. You're also in the same substate as McLeod. As of right now, they have a tiebreaker between you, Pea Ridge, and McLeod, with you guys being the 9 seed against McLeod and the 8 seed to play against Horton. So your thoughts on a possible rematch in substate against Horton?
Yeah, I think, I don't think Horton overlooked us because of our record or anything like that. We played them last year in McLeod and then played them in the sub-state championships. We played them twice last year. And I think no matter what, if we can just figure out a way to be playing our best basketball here, you know, in the final five games going into sub-state, I even kind of looked to see who the 2, 3, and 4 seed might be, there, and going on the road to Horton wouldn't be an easy place to play opening round, but I do think we're kind of setting ourselves up to at least have a shot and try to make a good run in sub-state, kind of like we have had, you know, over the last few years, playing a lot of 3A schools and dropping down into a 2A sub-state usually seems to help us at the end of the year, but it also kind of sets us up to sometimes play the number 1, 2, and 3 seed. We kind of sometimes usually have to try to run the gauntlet there in a sub-state if we want to give ourselves a chance to win it.
So now you guys take on Royal Valley. They've kind of fallen on some hard times. They've lost 5 games in a row, and you go back to league plays. You guys are, as of right now, you are behind Royal Valley by a half game in the standings, trying to claw your way back into the middle of things. 2-8 in the regular season, 0-5 in league play. How big is this one for you guys tonight as you guys take on the Panthers?
Yeah, you know, the practices have been going well. The kids are doing fine. They're still showing up. They're still trying hard. It's just some wins would help us with a little bit morale. We played Royal Valley at home and, you know, didn't come out playing very well. And we were down 11-0 in the first 2 minutes. And we've kind of clawed our way back into that game. And that was kind of our stretch where we had lost, you know, 3 out of 4 games, and we've lost 3 overtime games. That's kind of a tough pill for a coach and the team to swallow when you played 4 games and you've lost 3 of those. You lost all 4 and 3 of them in overtime where you kind of had a chance to win it down the stretch. So I think winning would would benefit our team a lot, and especially moving forward. And I don't know if we can kind of, we really need to start figuring out a way to come out and have a better start and not be down 6-2 or 8-2. And it seems like we're playing catch up the entire game. And then about halfway through the fourth quarter, we're right in there. It'd just be nice to jump on a team from the get go and kind of see if we can carry some momentum forward.
Coach, last question for you real quickly. You guys play 4 games over the next 6 days with, after tonight, you guys play again tomorrow at home against Holton. You play Saturday against Linden at St. Mary College, and then you play Sabetha on the 30th. How important is the stretch for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's, today and tomorrow are, games that we would really like to come out and try to get wins, and Linden, I haven't got to see them a whole lot or watch a lot of game film because we keep stacking games on top of each other and kind of playing back to back to back. So I haven't really got to see Linden, but I know they're undefeated. So that's going to be a tough game for us. And then, we turn around and go from playing an undefeated team to playing the best team in our league in Sabetha. So it's going to be, I feel like if we can focus and try to take care of business in these next two games and really come out and just try to play our best against Linden and Sabetha, that would help us out a lot. So, like I said, I think I was looking at my practice calendar and we had about 25 days of basketball left. And I think we have 15 practices and 10 games. So I think the season's going to go extremely fast here moving forward. And, that should at least be exciting for our kids that we get to play a bunch of games.
Crazy that we're already talking about the end of the season, but here we are less than a month away from Substate. But, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it and best of luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by M. Conn of Wathena and Euler Law Office.